All right. So it is Tuesday, May 10th at 8:45 p.m., and I am here with N.O. And just for the record, I have your permission to record and post this on Jopi. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, you do.
All right. How old are you?
I am 22 years old.
And did you work during the pandemic?
I did. I worked for a municipal golf course back in my hometown.
Were your working hours affected in the early months of COVID?
They weren't affected in the early months of COVID because there was only a certain amount of us that were employed. So, like, the schedule was kind of set. But, like, I would say that at certain points because of COVID, my schedule did have to change. Like, my hours did have to change from, like, I would either work a morning shift and then I would be switching over to a night shift, stuff like that. But I wouldn't say, like, it impacted it severely.
And has your transportation method to work changed since the outbreak?
No, I've had I have a different vehicle now, but I've always had a vehicle, my own vehicle that could transport me from A to B.
And did your employer reduce the amount of workers present at the workplace at one time following the outbreak?
No, he didn't reduce it, actually. We ended up actually getting more people at a certain point because he was underemployed at the beginning. So, yeah, he never really fired anyone because of COVID, but...
Were you expected to follow strict cleaning procedures like wiping down countertops and sinks?
Yep. So we worked in a pro shop. So you had to come into the pro shop. There was a barrier. Every time somebody came in, they made us wipe down the counter and stuff. Then before we had to leave the place, we had to make sure we cleaned the counters, vacuumed and everything. So yeah, I would say that definitely probably affected it. So
yeah. Did you tend to see an increase in sanitary awareness among coworkers aside from what they were expected to do as far as cleaning countertops and stuff like that?
Actually, it was different for me because most of the people that I worked with were all friends of mine at the time. So I mean, prior to working there, and the start of pandemic, we were all kind of together. So I don't think anyone's, like, cleaning habits really changed other than the fact that we had to wear a mask. But it's not like we were, every time we touched something, the other person was like, I wouldn't touch it because you just touched it. Like, it wasn't like that.
Did the tasks assigned to you at work change due to the pandemic? Were you doing anything differently or pretty much the same?
Nah, it was pretty much the same. Cleaning down carts, taking golf orders, selling drinks and food, stuff like that. Nothing really changed because of that.
And did you happen to see a big turnover of employees? Did people start to leave in big numbers or even join in big numbers because of the pandemic?
I don't know if it was because of the pandemic, but at a certain point we gained like 4 or 5 new employees. I don't know if that was due to the pandemic because they were all high schoolers that joined the staff because it was a golf course. So, but at a certain time, a bunch of us did also leave, but that wasn't for COVID. That was because of school. But yeah, I don't think COVID was the cause of either of those things, but I could be wrong.
Were your wages affected at all by the pandemic?
No. Nothing wage-wise, still minimum wage, and nothing changed because of that.
In your opinion, did you find it difficult to juggle both your personal life and your working life during the pandemic? Did things stress you out?
See, if I was working at a job that required more out of me, I would definitely say yes, because not only was I combating that, but combating shit with my family. But since I worked at a golf course, no, it wasn't. Golf, it really wasn't that hard of work. It was more of stuff to keep me busy during the pandemic.
You said that you weren't really, you didn't have your wages affected.
Yeah.
Did any family members have to go on unemployment or?
Yeah, my father actually lost his job due to the pandemic. They couldn't keep him on because of new regulations. So he ended up losing his job. They ended up firing a bunch of people. And he actually had to go on unemployment for the entirety of the major impact of the pandemic. So yeah, but None of my coworkers did that, but my father did, so yeah.
Did you find the workplace to be more cold and less friendly because of kind of the isolation after the outbreak, like with mask use even and social distancing? Did you see people less willing to talk and interact with other coworkers?
No, I don't know. As I said prior, a bunch of us were friends prior to that, so it wasn't like we were really scared to talk to each other. And even the people that came into the shop to come and want to golf, they were pretty outgoing, and a lot of them were, I don't know, older gentlemen, so they really didn't like following mask regulations and stuff, so they really didn't care. Like, they would come up and talk to you, get, like, really close. I don't know. Nobody was like, keep your distance while you're talking to me. I don't want, like, you know, it wasn't like that.
Did you ever experience a lack of motivation to come to work or even keep your job at any point during the pandemic?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. I would say all the time. The reason I kept this because I needed the money, obviously, but, like, motivation during the pandemic for me was at an all-time low.
Did your family experience hardship? I know you said your dad lost your job. Was there any other complications due to the pandemic?
I wouldn't say that anyone else in my family had any. I would say it was only my father. My mom, she never lost her job. My brother actually got a teaching job during the pandemic. And the three little ones were in college, so it wasn't really like, oh, you guys need a stable job or something like that. But I think my father was the only one that was, like, truly impacted employment-wise by the pandemic.
All right. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I don't have any questions for you.
All right. Thank you for your time.
All right. No problem.